Welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we're going to shift gears, talk barbecue. Big event coming up this weekend, and Tony Ballard's in here to join us to talk about it. Tony, tell me your title.
I suppose for this event, I'd be considered the chair of the event.
Okay, and this is the Little Apple Classic Car and Barbecue Cook-Off. It's happening tomorrow and Saturday, the Midwest Dream Car Collection. The inaugural event for this, where did the idea come about?
I think it's kind of been a grassroots effort. So I was working until recently over with Visit Manhattan, the Chamber of Commerce. And we had several people approach us about doing a competition barbecue event. And we had been having some conversations over, more than a year probably, kind of looking for events that we may be able to fit this into and talking with various people. And then when the Dream Car Collection was starting to come online, we had a conversation with the previous director about let's do an event with that. And it seemed to be a good tie-in to kind of kick off an inaugural event for them and a big inaugural event for us as well.
Yeah, and this is going to happen starting tomorrow. I guess at 6 o'clock is when all the festivities get going.
Correct. It'll open up to the public at 6 o'clock, and we'll have a dinner that's being put on by Cox Brothers Barbecue as kind of a benefit dinner. A portion of those proceeds are going to benefit the No Stone Unturned Foundation, and there'll be live music going on in the evening as well. We have two different acts that'll be performing. We have a beer tent that'll be there. There'll be a craft beer tasting that's going to be put on by Flint Hills Beverage. And so it should be a good evening to just come out and enjoy a nice night. The weather's supposed to be beautiful tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So that'll be great.
What a great way to kind of tie in No Stone Unturned Foundation. For those that don't know, what do they do here in the community?
Sure. So I have a kind of a personal tie-in to No Stone Unturned. So this was a personal interest to me. But overall, probably one of their bigger things, they have the Therapeutic Learning Center that's here in town. And so they do a lot of therapy services for kids of all ages that are working for anything for physical, occupational, speech, some autism behavioral therapies as well. And it's just a great charity that was put together by some local people that do some really good work here in the city.
Fantastic. So we got the barbecue buffet. I love those two words together, barbecue buffet.
Exactly. It sounds like heaven.
It does sound like heaven. That's a good way to put it. And then you also tie that in with, you got a beer tasting event in the beer garden. Have we mentioned that yet?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I did touch on that. So Flint Hills Beverage is going to be putting that on, doing a beer tasting, kind of some craft beers that are available, regional and some of them not regional, even some things that they carry that maybe some people aren't as familiar with. I should mention that the event is free and open to the public. There are some add-on events like the barbecue dinner you have to pay for. Doing the craft beer tasting is also a pay event. But if you want to come out and just enjoy the evening, there's nothing, no charge for you to come out and do that. And it should be a great environment for that.
And then come back Saturday because the festival just continues on Saturday starting at 9 o'clock.
Absolutely. So we kind of envisioned this in two segments, sort of a little more adult-focused in the evening on Friday, and then on Saturday kind of more family-focused as well. And so we have some kids' activities working together with No Stone Unturned Foundation and the Riley County Farm Bureau putting on some kids' activities that are going to be going on out there. And so it'll be a great event for them to be around and for them to have some action other than just smelling barbecue in the air. And then we'll also have we have a couple of food trucks that are going to be out there providing food and beverage for the event for the day as well. And then we'll kick back. We have a car show that'll happen in the morning. So they're doing a show and shine, they call it. So no trophies. I believe there's no entry with that. And so that's being kind of managed by the Midwest Dream Car Collection. And so they're handling that. That'll go from 9 to noon. And then music acts will kick off then about 11:30 in the morning and go until we're finished at about 3:45. And then we'll finish up with the awards for the barbecue competition.
And this barbecue competition, it's sanctioned with the American Royal, isn't it?
Yes, the Kansas City Barbecue Society is the sanctioning body for that. And yes, they sanction the American Royal as well. And so they're probably the largest barbecue society in the world. And they just finished last weekend doing the American Royal, which is the World Series of Barbecue. We have several teams competing that have also been part of the American Royal. We have two top 10 finishers this year, which will be in our event.
Great.
That's coming up this weekend.
So if you've never been to a barbecue competition, it is a great opportunity because, one, you got the smells, and then, two, you got, there's time for sampling.
Absolutely. So one of the things we've tried to do, I do competition barbecue as a hobby on the side, and it's a fun hobby to do. And one of the things we always hear from people when they attend is, is they want to be able to try what teams are cooking. And so in general, that's not a thing that happens. So competition is something you're going to turn in, and it's tried by judges and judged by them, but the general public isn't really getting to eat anything. And so that can be disappointing to people that show up thinking they're going to get great barbecue. So one of the ways we're combating that is by doing a People's Choice on Saturday afternoon. And so we're selling wristbands for that. Again, a portion of proceeds going back to the No Stone Unturned Foundation. They're handling that portion. But you'll get a plate and a fork, and you'll walk around to every one of the teams, and they'll give you a sampling of pork that they've cooked. That'll be exactly like what they've turned in, and you'll be able to judge for yourself what you think is the best and turn in your entry for that, and the winner of that earns money as well.
That's great. I'm already making my weekend plans here for Saturday.
Come on over.
Friday, I can't make it, unfortunately. I've got another commitment at that time, but Saturday, I'll be there for sure. That sounds great. You got these live music acts, and a lot of these local artists, is that right?
There are a good number of local folks here, a few regional folks as well, and then our headliner on Friday night, Cassie Joy, is actually living in Nashville, but she grew up in the Kansas City area as well, appeared on The Voice, and has a fantastic voice, no pun intended, right, with the show. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's some groups that some folks will be a little familiar with. You've probably seen them at other things around here. And then there are also some, we hope there'll be a few performers that maybe people aren't as familiar with.
Well, for something like this to come together, I know it probably takes a lot of partners to do something like this.
It has, absolutely. So, you know, as I mentioned, we kind of started out grassroots, and it was just me meeting with a couple of individuals, you know, which turned into, we finally started to get some traction. And so we have somebody who's overseeing the judging portion of this. I've been working hand-in-hand with Jill Mason at the Midwestern Car Collection. She's been handling a lot of the aspects not related to barbecue as part of the festival. And then, obviously, then we have a lot of sponsors that are helping us as well. And so I think all total, we got about 15 sponsors, I believe it is, that are contributing everything from in-kind to cash donations to help us pay the bills and help us make this go well. It's really been well-received by the people we've talked to, and we appreciate the community support we've gotten.
How will you gauge the success of this event this weekend?
That's $1 million question, probably, right? You know, we have no idea. Being an inaugural event, you know, are we going to be lucky to get 100 people, or are we going to get 1,000 people? So, you know, I think in the end, we'd love to have more than 1,000 people. We'd feel like that's huge. But I don't know that we have a measuring stick right now as to what we think it will take to be successful. Does it run smoothly, and do people enjoy it when they're done? And then we can go back and look at, okay, how can we make this better in the future? And hopefully we can make this an annual event that goes on years and years.
Great. Well, what a wonderful opportunity. Do we have a caller?
We had a caller with a question about the price of dinner.
Excellent.
On Friday.
From what I understand, I think it's going to be $14, if I remember right, for
okay.
the cost of dinner. Again, it's catered by Cox Brothers. And then I think 10% of those proceeds are going back to the No Stone Unturned Foundation.
Wonderful. Man, that sounds just great. I love barbecue. There's nothing. I think barbecue is in my Mount Rushmore of kinds of food that I like here, up there with Mexican. Maybe
absolutely.
A little Italian food. Wow, just great. So this is, and then the awards ceremony will be at 3:45. Will you have first, second, third place, or how's that work?
Yes. So we have category champions. So I already mentioned earlier there'll be a People's Choice Award. So those that are voted on by the people that attend, and then every category has a judging for it as well. So there's four meat categories: chicken, ribs, pork, and brisket. And so those are all judged individually, and then there's a top 10 out of the teams that entered that win prizes, wins money for each of those categories. And then they combine all of those scores then to make the top five, and those top five make overall winners. And we have a grand champion and a reserve grand champion, which is your second place.
Right. What's your signature dish that you like to cook?
You know, I'm probably a pork guy. Just it's kind of hard to mess up, so I enjoy making pulled pork.
Very good. Well, I love pulled pork, too.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much, and we hope you have a great event this weekend. Good luck.
Thanks for having us on. Bring your lawn chairs. Come check out the event, and we hope everybody will enjoy it.
All right. Again, Tony Ballard, the Little Apple Classic Car and Barbecue Cook-Off tomorrow, kicking off at 6, the family festival event of the barbecue competition on Saturday starting at 9, and it should be a great time. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen. Moving up on 10 a.m., Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick. We got K-State Volleyball at 6:45 tonight. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning.